The Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So getting on back into the news, talk about Boeing here a little bit. Apparently, Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg was being interviewed and admitted that, yes, Boeing fell short on safety, specifically about the angle of attack disagree alert, which had been standard equipment on all earlier models of the 737 and was now an optional for extra cash option on the MAX. But he's out there saying that he's confident that they've fixed the problems and that he would not hesitate to put his own family in a 737 MAX. And he said this on CBS Evening News. I don't know how the family would feel about that. So we'll see what's going to happen with that story. And last word I heard is that the 737 MAXs are going to remain grounded for another 2 months. And airlines are panicking. They're losing revenue. They're missing the summer travel season. It's a mess here. All right, let's talk about the Green New Deal. This, at the national level, is something proposed by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and it's turned out to be a massive failure. It failed in the Senate, and many Americans didn't want it to happen because it would crush an untold number of jobs in the energy sector, leaving middle-class, hardworking American families in a bad situation. But the Green New Dealers are not ready to give up, and they're trying to now start push this at a state level. And apparently they've achieved their first victory over in New Mexico, again, when Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed the Green New Deal-like bill known as the Energy Transition Act. The new law will require the state to transition to 100% carbon-free energy. Doesn't set a timeline there. And, you know, carbon is getting demonized unfairly. Carbon was made the villain so it could be taxed and used to exert control over us. Carbon is not a bad thing. Our bodies are mostly carbon, in case you'd forgotten. And carbon dioxide is plant food. And even if we shut down all human sources of carbon dioxide, there are going to be things like decaying foliage, volcanoes, that are going to keep pumping carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. But if there isn't enough to support the plant life, then plant life goes into decline and we start going hungry. And we're already looking at that for the end of this year because of all the flooding. Okay. Planned Parenthood President Leanna Wen is out there constantly screaming about how many women died from illegal abortions before Roe v. Wade. And over the last 3 months, she's used a line stating that before Roe, thousands of women died every year from abortion due to attacks on safe, legal abortion care or women not having access to essential health care. So the Washington Post decided to check up on that claim and discovered that the numbers were somewhat exaggerated. Now, as early as 1959, even pro-abortion researchers were acknowledging thousands of women were not dying from illegal abortions. that had been the case back in the 1930s because of a lack of antibiotics. But even going back to 1959, abortions were being done and the women were not being killed, not in huge numbers. Okay, we've got a little bit of a mystery to solve here. And we're seeing two different versions of the story regarding Trump's pick to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And the guy's name is Charles Canterbury Jr. And in some articles, it's saying that he is a Second Amendment loving former cop. And then in other articles, it's saying that he's all in favor of strict gun control. And I even had a reader write on in and say, why have we got these two different kind of clashing stories? And I'm saying, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where this guy's really coming from. Is he for real? Is he a gun supporter, or is he going to be another gun grabber? And I would like to find out. And this article over at Madness Hub says he's a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. So, okay, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. And we could use a few phone calls here to help finish out the hour. Up on Mars, the Curiosity rover has found proof of significant amounts of water. They found clay deposits showing that water was once present on the red planet. Now, NASA, let's be very honest here. We've known that Mars once had large amounts of flowing water going all the way back to the Mariner missions, which sent back pictures of very obvious stream and riverbeds. And it's been confirmed time and time again. And not to seem churlish or anything about it, but I would like Curiosity to find something new that hasn't already been discovered. Like, for example, you know, what's inside those Martian blueberries? Are they really bacterial colonies? Remember a while back there was this spectacular picture. It was called the Martian crab. And it was this strange crab-like form sticking out of a hole in the side of a hill. And Curiosity didn't go back to take a closer look, but it certainly looked organic. Yeah, it's time to basically, I think, really do a serious search for life on Mars. I think it's there. Dr. Gilbert Levin is convinced it's there. And there was another article that came on out about how this bacteria that can survive in 190-degree water proves there could be life on Mars. Well, Mars goes the other way on the temperature dial. They're very cold. Okay. So, yeah. Curiosity should have taken along a decent microscope to look for microbes here. Okay. Story coming out of Government Slaves here. Apple's privacy shtick is just an act. And apparently your purchase history to iTunes is sold to data slurpers, to marketers. Rachel Maddow's ratings continue to plummet. Well, she spent 2 years lying to her audience. They're not going to forgive her for that here. Since 9/11, the United States government has spent $7 trillion on war. That's trillion with a T. And wars all over the place. 80 different wars. Okay. Ugh. So, apparently there is a pending showdown between Italy and the EU about its right to stumble into fiscal collapse without Brussels nanny state supervision. Well, it raises the question about how much of Italy's banking sector problems are the result of too much nanny state supervision. Because we know that sometimes banks make mistakes, but sometimes they're guided into mistakes by government intervention here. Okay. Here in the United States of America, facial recognition technology is facing a huge backlash. People are not comfortable with it. They're concerned about privacy violations. Probably most people are concerned about the high number of false positives that these systems will produce. So the tech companies are trying to sell it elsewhere, over in the Middle East, over in Asia. Okay. Got that one. There's a Chinese company is claiming to have perfected a hydrogen-powered vehicle, can travel 500 kilometers using only water as fuel. I hope this isn't another one of those electrolysis systems. And the vehicle's made by Qingyuan Cars in Henan Province, made its first drive on Wednesday of last week when local Communist Party chiefs visited the plant. The vehicle has reportedly not been tested over longer distances, but Ping Qingyuan, the company's CEO, said it could go 300 to 500 kilometers using 300 to 400 liters of water as fuel. Okay. He's saying the water that we are using is ours. We don't have to go to the Middle East to buy petrol. Water is not polluting either. And apparently the car runs on a chemical reaction using a catalyst applied to a mixture of aluminum powder and the water. And apparently the reactants can be recycled. Well, that's going to be kind of interesting here. All righty. Apparently, Illinois, going against the national trend, has passed a sweeping abortion rights bill, and they've rolled back their partial birth abortion ban. That may be a bit of an overreaction. And again, abortion is such a gray issue. I'm in agreement with those who think that abortion should be limited to just the first 6 or 8 weeks. That once you've got a heartbeat, and you've got a nervous system in there that can feel pain, that you should stop at that point. Nobody can say for certain when that begins. Maybe it's time for somebody to go on in there with a little tiny in utero EEG and measure the brain activity of that fetus. Apparently, President Trump just torpedoed Roy Moore's Alabama Senate campaign, said Roy Moore cannot win. Well, that was a tacky thing to do, I think. All righty. Let's go back up here, find some more news. All righty. We already talked about the water discovery. And here's an article. This came out of Zero Hedge. And it's talking about how the globalists need only one more major event to basically sabotage the economy. And the author is basically saying that the powers that be want to crash the economy so they can restart it in a new form that serves them even better, probably the cashless economy. So, and then this article goes on to the trade war distraction and how it's already harming our economy. All right, we talked about the NASA scientists here. All righty. Talked about the John McCain warship. apparently Hillary Clinton got on the train to bash Facebook, saying it was a sexist trash video of Nancy Pelosi. And apparently Hillary was out at a commencement speech at some university or other and couldn't resist just ripping into Donald Trump. She can't let go. She just cannot let go. And apparently she was speaking at Hunter College, talking about the Mueller press conference and saying the nation is witnessing an assault on the rule of law. And she went off there fantasizing about the title of Madam President and comparing today's political climate to some Americans' support of Nazi Germany. Now, these comments, I don't know that this is really good material for a graduating class about to enter the real world. Why they'd listen to a two-time presidential failure is anybody's guess. But Hillary just can't let it go. She just can't let it go. Okay, so getting on back here. Some of the data is coming out of the recent European Union elections, and the data is revealing that Nigel Farage, had this been a general election, Nigel Farage would have won in a landslide. And it's rather amazing to see all the people who are coming on out and say, you know, don't pay attention to Farage. You know, they're afraid of him. He could very easily be the next prime minister. Okay, we've got a caller on the line here. And let's go to Don in Iowa. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, yes, Judge Roy Moore, Trump never had any reason to stick his nose. If they would have left him alone, just let that whole election last time alone, he would have won. Instead, a Democrat won. Judge Roy Moore would have beat that Democrat. Instead, they wanted Trump basically campaigned against the Republicans, was what they did. And then they ended up with the Democrat in the Senate. Now, Judge Roy Moore, he dated young women there, but in Alabama, it's legal to get married at age 16 with parental consent. So, I mean, yep. Is it really that bad to? He was, I think, dating one or two girls that were 15 with parental consent. He had he talked to their mom. That I'm thinking about marrying this girl. I'd like to go out with her and stuff. I mean, it might not seem right to somebody who lives in New York City, but I mean, that's the way it is in Alabama. And I think Trump's wrong. He should keep his mouth shut about that and let the guy win. They need a Republican. They need all the Republicans they can get in the Senate, so they can get their Supreme Court. I mean, if they let the Democrats take the Senate in addition to the House, they really
then
will
Trump
be in trouble.
Is history.
They'll be in trouble with the. They won't be able to get even the Supreme Court or the other judges confirmed or anything. Okay, I'm going to let you go, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let you go. And it was one of the more questionable things Donald Trump did, where he basically effectively campaigned helping the Democrat in that election. Okay, so let's see. All right. Going through stuff here. All right. We already talked about Chair and her tweet about wanting President Trump to be sexually assaulted. That's a little sick here. Okay, apparently this public library was going to have a Drag 101 class for teenagers, and apparently they decided to cancel the event after they got veiled threats and hostile messages. Has anybody really thought about talking to the parents about how they feel about all this? Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And with a reference to that earlier phone call about Judge Roy Moore, yeah, I find it kind of a little icky that he was dating 15-year-olds. And even with parental consent, to me, that's a little weird. By the way, have you noticed they're trying to normalize pedophilia? They're calling it age gap love. That's the new PC term. All right, we're going to go to the phones here to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. You know, I was noticing on Memorial Day, it seems like the people, they grab the meaning for their own political purposes. Like, yes. A lot of neocon Republicans are like, support the troops. And I saw one meme, if you will, posted. It says, if you really supported the troops, you wouldn't send them to fight in meaningless wars based on lies.
Yes.
And I thought that was the best meme. But among a lot of I guess you'd call Republicans, they'd be like, oh, what are you, anti-war? Are you a Jane Fonda? Are you a commie? You know, find it, I don't like how the neocons grab the meaning of Memorial Day, you know? And I see all on mainstream media, it's all, you know, they're the ones that's using Memorial Day and Veterans Day for their pro-war agenda. I find it very disturbing.
Well, you know, out here at least, I found it rather interesting that we didn't see quite the tsunami of war movies during Memorial Day that we have in past years. And I think maybe the providers were thinking more in terms of audience share than patriotism. They were rerunning the Harry Potter films. They were rerunning all kinds of very popular movies that people like to look at instead of cramming war movies at us.
Yes. Yeah. And it's funny because I'm on Facebook to keep in touch with friends and things. And I saw one post, and, you know, so many posts, they support the troops. And, well, one post just showed a poor mother crumped over by her son's graves. And I noticed among my Republican acquaintances, didn't say anything, no slogans, and none of them pressed like. They all just ignored it.
Yeah.
Because it showed the horror of what the wars are really about. And they didn't want to know about it. They just wanted slogans, support the troops.
Yeah, well, don't forget, a lot of the people who are posting to these groups on Facebook are paid to do it. They're paid propaganda operators. And there was apparently on Memorial Day an incident where somebody tweeted out how the army was great and it was good for my life to go through that, and how has being in the military helped you? And it just triggered a Twitter storm of contrary remarks saying the army ruined my life. You know, I'm homeless now. I'm addicted to drugs, and I can't function. And it just kept on going and going and going, and finally they just deleted the entire Twitter thread. These things can really backfire. I think more and more people are willing to talk about the fact that war is a bad thing, that it isn't glorious, it isn't glamorous, that for all the pomp and banners and flags and music, that it's still people going on out to kill each other over land or gold or whose version of the currency everybody gets to use for the next 100 years. And it's stupid, and I'm sure that probably an advanced alien civilization looking down on us would be saying, are they nuts? Are they out of their mind? They're killing each other in an argument over ink and paper. How much more stupid does it get than that?
Yes. Well, it's never sold to the public over that. It's sold. It's, you know, they're defending our freedom. And they're, you know,
or the old standby, our God wills it. God wills it.
Yeah. But I just hate how that. And I don't like the neocons trying to grab the meaning of Memorial Day with their agenda. I hate that. And I can see
yes. It
all over the mainstream media, and it's enraging to me. But, yeah, well, let's hope there's no more wars that'll create more people to reflect on Memorial Day.
All right. Well, Jim, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. And we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to a show. And I guess the rare earth elements are not the only area where the U.S. is vulnerable, because Fox News is running a story right now about how dependent pharmaceutical corporations in this country are on Chinese factories. And according to this report, 80% of the active ingredients in America's medicines come from China. Now, what would happen if China shut that off? So, anyway, let's see. And already got that one. Somebody wrote on in saying, you want NASA to keep seeking intelligent life on Mars? I'm still trying to find it here on Earth. Yeah, good comment. Alrighty, getting back to this story. Apparently, let me just get past that one here. Okay, over in New Jersey, in Newark, apparently police have started ticketing drivers who give money to the homeless. And apparently it is a $50 ticket. And city officials are saying the new ordinance is intended to make the roadway safer for the drivers, the pedestrians, and those begging for money. I understand that issue. There are a lot of times I would like to hand a few dollars to a homeless person, but they're on the other side of the crosswalk and I don't want to tempt them into traffic. But at some point, we have to do something. We have to do something about all these homeless people in our country. You can't say that this economy is doing good. You can't say it's in recovery. It's just not possible. So they're also saying when a driver stops and gives a panhandler money, they're basically helping them feed bad habits. We want to discourage this. Well, where do you think these people are going to eat? I mean, it's utterly ridiculous. All right. Just check something here. And just have to all right. Just had to correct something on my server here. But yeah, I mean, there are so many homeless and hungry people around. Now, there are programs like the ones at the churches. But a lot of these programs, they don't cover the entire week. I mean, it's where do you expect these people to go, especially here? We're on an island. It's not like they can walk anywhere. Now, Hawaii did have a program running for a while that if you had somebody on the mainland who was going to take you in, give you a place to stay, that the state government would pay for the airline ticket. And I think that was a good program. I don't know if it's still underway, but it was a good idea. But it's like we seem to have developed this amnesia, if you will, to the fact that there are a lot of homeless and hungry people in the streets of America. It's like, when did they become invisible? And every time one of these politicians or news people stand up and say, oh, the economy is doing really, really good, people need to stand up and say, then why do we have so many homeless and hungry in the streets of America? That shouldn't be happening in a great nation. I mean, I understand there's always a few homeless and hungry people who can't get mental health treatment, people, veterans who can't reintegrate into society. But we're talking about huge, huge numbers. We have 8,000 on this island alone, and this is a small island. So, okay, over at CNN, Jim Acosta is responding to charges he's biased against Trump. And he's saying that neutrality for the sake of neutrality is useless under this president. And apparently he's got a new book out, which for all intents and purposes seems to confirm. Yes, he's biased. So his book is called The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America, and deals with this perceived bias against the president by noting neutrality for the sake of neutrality does not service in the age of Trump. And in the book, Acosta admits to sometimes grandstanding and showboating, and that he opts for bait when questioning Trump. And it does bother a lot of people. He's gained his notoriety with his excessive questioning of Donald Trump, and of course being called fake news by him. Okay. Still at CNN, Chris Cuomo faces a backlash. Yesterday, he tweeted an enigmatic comment about one of the NRA promotional videos. The video showed Kimberly Corbin, an armed mother who acquired firearms after her rape in college. And she says, I'm a mother of two, and if that predator or anyone else tries to harm me or my family, they have to come through my firearm first. You know, obviously a pro gun rights message. When Cuomo tweeted the video, he posted a comment suggesting that Corbyn's story was unique to the United States. Said, only in America. I'm not exactly sure what that means. And apparently neither are a lot of other people. Okay. Apparently, there has been an incident where a man lit himself on fire across the street from the White House, according to the Secret Service. And he survived. Apparently, he was on the Ellipse near 15th and Constitution Avenue. And he set himself on fire, and now he's in the hospital. So that's kind of a weird thing here. Okay, article out of Investment Watch blog, actually originally out of Natural News, and it's saying, how can conservatives realize that climate change is a total hoax, but still be conned by the vaccine hoax, which is run exactly the same way? And it's basically going on. And there have been a lot of hoaxes that fooled the world. Remember Tulip Mania was a good one? And yeah, it should be fairly obvious. But then again, human caused global warming. They're invested in the carbon credits. I'm sorry, they're invested in the vaccine companies. That's why they keep on going with it. I'm sure that they know full well that there are problems with the vaccine system. But as long as they're making money out of it, they're going to keep on doing that. Okay, Uber, the hail ride pioneer, is out there. And now they've announced a new, shall we say, feature. Apparently, when you get into an Uber car and you are driven someplace, the driver will rate you. And Uber has now announced that passengers who receive low ratings from the drivers will be banned from the company. The app will stop working. And the company's head of safety brand and initiatives, Kate Parker, made the announcement in a post titled Safety and Respect for All. And she explained the firm's original community guidelines from 2016 have been updated to make them simpler and clearer. And riders will need to confirm they understand the new rules or they may lose access to Uber. The major change outlined is that passengers may now be banned from utilizing the service if they develop a significantly below average rating, a move which the company sees as only fair since drivers are already beholden to maintaining a satisfactory feedback average from their customers. So respect is a two-way street, and so is accountability, Parker wrote. And TechCrunch reported that Uber is not disclosing the average rider rating, but customers at risk of being deactivated will receive special notifications and opportunities to improve ahead of being blacklisted. So I've heard some stories about things that happen in those Uber cars. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now out there questioning free speech. Apparently, there was a video that she did not like. There was a minor league baseball team aired a Memorial Day tribute video that grouped her with the likes of communist dictators and other enemies of freedom, such as Kim Jong-un and Fidel Castro. And AOC reacted by saying such hateful messages provoke a flood of death threats against her and questioning those who believe in free speech. Well, apparently the Fresno Grizzlies played this patriotic video was set to the words of the late President Ronald Reagan's 1981 inaugural address. Ocasio-Cortez's image was displayed during a part where the president referred to enemies of freedom along with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and former Cuban leader Fidel Castro. Now, the baseball team issued apologies to their fans, community service members, and AOC herself. And AOC is still on the warpath. Now, we already know they're trying to chip away at that First Amendment with the anti-Semitism argument. And they may start stretching that by saying, hate speech, hateful messages aren't protected by the First Amendment. So we've got to keep an eye out for that one. I saw this story yesterday, and I'm glad it had a good resolution here. Down in Mississippi, there was a Campgrounds of America, spelled with a K, K-O-A. I used to use those myself when I was young. And apparently, there was a black couple that were there having a picnic. And the campground manager told the couple they did not have a reservation and pulled a gun on them. And the couple immediately left. Well, that manager has now been fired. And yeah, I mean, come on. So, yeah, it's just, these are weird times. These are very weird times. And again, I have to wonder if all of these medications that are out there floating in the water supply, floating in the rivers, if they're having an effect on our brains, because we're seeing so much bizarre aggressive behavior. It's like the entire nation is walking around stone. All righty. Over in Great Britain, there was this ad for a Porsche garage in Great Britain, and it featured a sexy female mechanic. And on the basis of one complaint, just one complaint, the Advertising Standards Authority banned the ad. Now, the ad was published in the February issue of 9/11 and Porsche World magazine. It was captioned "Attractive Servicing," and it shows a female mechanic in a figure-hugging black outfit and wearing pink high heels working under the car. There's nothing shocking about it. There are no naughty bits showing. In fact, I thought it was quite artistic. One complaint. So, we live in seriously restrictive times. We've lost our ability to, like, just go with the flow. Okay, I mentioned this before, but I'm going to go through it again. And it's talking about there's this attempt to normalize pedophilia as a mainstream sexual orientation. And the move involved pedophiles rebranding themselves as minor attracted persons in the hope they'll be accepted as part of the LGBTQ community. And apparently it was somewhat effective, as multiple outlets reported. It was okay. Now they're talking about age gap love in a reality TV show. Now, this is Great Britain's Channel 5, which was owned by Viacom, is promoting the relationship between a 16-year-old girl and a 44-year-old man. Instead of calling this what it is, the television network called it age gap love. Now, the age of consent in Britain is 16. But the program is admitting that the affection the 44-year-old man had for the girl began when she was well before that age. I think this is just a little bit sick. I think it's definitely a little bit sick. Over in Georgia, their new abortion law is really causing a ruckus. And part of the problem is that Georgia's economy does have a lot of film development, because it's a beautiful country. And so now Disney is saying they may pull out. Disney's chief executive Bob Iger told Reuters it would be very difficult for the media company to keep filming in Georgia if a new abortion law takes effect, because many people will not want to work in the U.S. state. Now Disney has filmed movies like in Georgia, like Black Panther and Avengers Endgame, and it would be a major blow to the state's efforts to create production jobs if Disney stops filming there. Now, we're also hearing that companies like Netflix are thinking about pulling out. this would be a major, major shock. Now, this is all based because back on May 7th, the governor signed into law a ban on abortion after a doctor can detect a fetal heartbeat about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. And the controversy is that many women don't know they're pregnant at 6 weeks. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we have an update about that story about the man who set himself on fire near the White House, and unfortunately the news is that he died at the hospital. Apparently he suffered burns to 85% of his body and apparently was high on drugs. He'd been taking synthetic marijuana laced with PCP. Bad, bad combination. And police sources say he was hallucinating and did not respond to them. And the Secret Service put the blaze out. Oh my goodness. and took him to the hospital. All right, so we're talking about entertainment. We're talking about Georgia. And as it turns out, everybody wants to get into the movies these days. Barack and Michelle Obama have started a production company. They have apparently a deal with Netflix. And now Hillary and Chelsea Clinton are cooking up a production company focusing on stories by and about women. And Bill Clinton obviously is not going to be part of this. But Hillary and Chelsea have been speaking with studios about financing a slew of programs, basically saying the discussions are just in their infancy. The Clintons plan to use film and television to influence culture and society now that Hillary Clinton is out of politics. Oh, that that were so. So Hillary Clinton previously signed on to help produce a TV show with Steven Spielberg. That series, The Woman's Hour, is an adaptation of a book about activists who fought to get the right to vote. So everybody is getting into the movie and TV business here. Let's see. I think I mentioned this earlier in the show, but maybe not. The former Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security testified under oath that he warned Hillary Clinton twice about the unsecure BlackBerries, and she just ignored him. That is a real, real mess. And somebody, it does deserve to be fully investigated. She did commit felony violations of Title 18. Comey admitted as much. So, anyway, apparently stamps are being issued here in the United States to commemorate the Chinese contribution to the first transcontinental railroad. Well, it's nice that they're doing that, but those Chinese were not really treated all that well by the railroad companies. And So I used to be a stamp collector, and I let that all go away when I was much younger. Stamps are so expensive these days. And let's see, anything else here that we can look at? 73% of oncology providers see benefits of medical marijuana. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of useful things for you to hear about. Please share what you learn here with all of your friends. Use email, paper mail, face-to-face. Don't bother with social media. It's being totally scrubbed at this point here. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to What Really Happened. And we'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.